here's a story from The World.
Number one place in the world where Filipino expats are living? The United States. In second place? Saudi Arabia. Roughly 1 million Filipinos live and work in the kingdom, but the pandemic has put many of those Filipino migrant workers in Saudi Arabia in a terrible bind. As the world's Patrick Wynn reports, some of these workers are going online to call attention to their plight.
Rooting through a dumpster under a very hot sun in Saudi Arabia. These men are scavenging for food in a video they posted to Facebook. They came to the Middle East as technicians, construction workers, skilled labor, to make money and send it back home to the Philippines. But then COVID-19 hit. They get let go from their jobs and left to fend for themselves.
They were left with really nothing. So they were forced to rummage through garbage. They were looking for vegetables that were still good enough to eat.
That's Joanna Concepcion with Migrante International, an alliance focused on the rights of Filipino migrant workers. Concepcion first saw this video more than a month ago. Videos like this of Filipinos in Saudi Arabia scavenging for food, they have since gone viral and made a lot of Filipinos upset.
It's really heartbreaking. Heartbreaking and not surprising.
At any given time, there are about 12 million Filipinos working in foreign countries, and more than half are actually in the Middle East, mostly Saudi Arabia. Go get coffee in Saudi Arabia, the barista is likely to be Filipino. Same goes if you hire a nanny, hire some guys to build a condo, or get lunch at Burger King. Saudi Arabia really rests on the shoulders of Filipinos.
The migrant workers have really been the backbone of the economy.
And yet, Concepcion says, a lot of them are feeling pretty disposable right now. Many workers have been fired during the pandemic and just abandoned. They're stuck living in cramped dorms, no cash for food, no cash to fly home. So even engineers with college degrees, they've done a little dumpster diving. And they are trying to tell their story to the media back in the Philippines.
Yan, kamatis.
Pero dahil sa lockdown, bunsod ng COVID-19 pandemic, hirap na sila ngayon.
Ano, kita mo?
You'd think the Philippine government would be irate, but their officials have actually lashed out at the workers. The Philippine ambassador to Saudi Arabia tweeted that guys filming dumpster diving are just, quote, resorting to theatrics to catch attention. Joanna Concepcion from Migrante International, which has spoken directly to some of these stranded workers, says that is really not the case.
The video is definitely real. Many of our government officials here in the Philippines have told them to stop posting those videos and have said they're looking for media attention, but they are facing extreme hunger.
The Philippine government has handed out some food to these workers. There are thousands of them without work. But Migrante International says it's clearly not enough. On top of hunger, a fair number of Filipinos have died from the coronavirus in Saudi Arabia, 150 at least. Concepcion says the workers, stuck all day in hot, stuffy dorms, they are terrified of getting it too.
As long as they remain stranded in their work camps, you know, their survival, right? Their health and their livelihood are at stake.
Honestly, there's little sign that the Saudi government plans to make life more tolerable for the Filipinos who work there. Same goes for Qatar, Kuwait, and major cities like Dubai. And Concepcion says this is hardly the first time a crisis hits the Middle East and Filipinos have to go into survival mode.
Filipino migrant workers have been caught in wars of aggression by the U.S. They are the last ones to receive any form of assistance.
But the main difference between now and decades past, workers can at least document their conditions on social media. They're now hoping that these videos pressure the Philippine government to charter flights and bring them back home. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.